This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Kalisha from Developing Diamonds giving you another reminder for at home during lockdown and quarantine. This is reminder number 7, where we're going to look at Ramadan at home. And we're going to cover, inshallah, 5 different ways that we can maximize our Ramadan despite being in social distancing and lockdown mode. So alhamdulillah, it's a true blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to be here in Ramadan, that Allah has selected us to grant us life and the blessing of being able to meet Ramadan and have the opportunity for countless reward, countless forgiveness, and so much mercy and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this auspicious month. So the first tip about Ramadan at home is to know why we fast. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. He says, O you who believe, verily fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may become pious. So the number one reason behind why we fast is so that we may become pious, that we may become righteous, or that we may be able to attain a greater level of God consciousness, because piety, righteousness comes from God consciousness. You know, being able to exercise self-restraint, being able to do more good, being able to abstain from more wrong, all comes from an increased level of God consciousness. And God in His wisdom has ordained fasting so that we can be deprived of food, drink, and intimate relations, which ultimately God in His wisdom knows that it will help us to increase in our God consciousness. So it's a training ground. Ramadan is there for us as a training ground for us to learn how to be more conscious of the Creator, more connected to the Creator, and more subservient and obedient to the Creator. The second point for Ramadan at home is to get serious about Salah, and to really see Salah not as a chore, not as something to get out of the way, not as something which is, you know, a burden or something we do like mechanically. Rather, we want to see Salah as a beautiful way to connect with our Creator, to experience some depth of spirituality, to leave the whole world behind while we focus on our Creator and our purpose for a few minutes, for a few moments, 5 times throughout the day. So during this Ramadan, try to get serious about your Salah with being able to connect greater with your Lord, learning the meanings perhaps of what you say when you pray, getting connected to the actual positions and movements in prayer, and think about what those positions mean. You bowing, you prostrating in subservience to your Lord, reminding yourself that you are nothing and He is everything, and putting yourself in that spiritual state as you recite the different prayers and supplications and verses of the Quran during your prayer. So being connected through speech, through physical action, and through a spiritual presence, get really serious about your prayer. And it's not about what you can offer to your Creator through your worship. It's what you will ultimately gain through that worship. It is your conversation with your Lord. So show up for that conversation on time. Show up for that conversation with attention, with respect, in your best clothing, in your best state, to be able to have an engaging connection and conversation with your Lord and Creator. Number 3 for Ramadan at home is to deeply reflect upon the Quran. Don't just read the Quran, you know, cover to cover, or race through it without having even a moment to spare to think about the meaning of it and the way that the, you know, each verse is trying to address you and your life and the challenges and the things that you might go through in your life. Rather, use the Quran as a process to truly transform yourself, to reflect upon yourself. Use it like a mirror to see yourself in each verse, in each story, in each commandment, in each forbiddance. What is your Lord and Maker saying to you through each of those verses that you are reciting? You know, what are you seeing in yourself that needs changing? What do you see in yourself that can be strengthened through the verses that you're reading? So don't read the Quran just like a parrot, you know, where it doesn't go beyond your throat. Let it penetrate your heart and deeply reflect and process and digest the verses as you read them by studying them, not only in Arabic, but also in English, and even reading footnotes, reading the tafsir or explanation of the scholars about the verses. So this is where you can truly grow and transform during this Ramadan through your reflection and connection, pondering over the Quran. Number four is clean up your speech and action. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said in a hadith recorded in Bukhari, he said, whoever does not give up forged speech and evil actions, Allah is not in need of his leaving his food and drink. As in, Allah will not accept his fasting if he doesn't stop bad speech and bad actions. So Ramadan is so important, a time for us not just to abstain from food, drink, and intimacy, but to actually stop the wrong things that we say and that we do. And we need to look at the driving factors behind these negative types of speech that we might fall into. What is going on in our hearts that's causing us to say bad speech or to lie or to have hatred or jealousy or bitterness or resentment towards someone enough to say bad things about them? So, you know, look in the driving factors behind your actions. Why are you inclined or falling into certain types of sins, and are you able to stop them during Ramadan and outside of Ramadan? So let it be a time where you clean up your speech and action, and don't just focus on abstinence from food and drink, because Ramadan and fasting is about so much more than that. Number five, final point, is simplicity and quality. Look at your life and see what you can simplify in your life. Can you get rid of excess possessions? Can you desire and want for less of clothing, of beautification, of, you know, financial desire, of worldly items? Can you resist needing and having so much? As we're told that we should be living like travelers, why do we pursue and chase so much of material possession? Rather have in your life a sense of quality, that you have quality within your home. You don't need too many things, and rather you focus on the quality of connection with the human beings that you have in your life, that you have, you know, a quality pursuit of learning and knowledge, rather than to, you know, be distracting yourself with entertainment and with keeping up with the Joneses. So think about life during this Ramadan and reflect on how you can simplify what you have and how you live, and what you want and what you need, and rather focus on having a quality type of existence rather than the pursuit of so many worldly and fleeting things. So those are the five tips for Ramadan at home. Number one, know why we fast. Number two, get serious about Salah. Number three, deeply reflect upon the Quran. Number four, clean up your speech and actions. And number five, focus on attaining simplicity and quality in your life and within your home. So Jazakallah khair. Let us know if you have any suggestions or what you think about these different tips. Check out developingdiamonds.com.au and look out for our next video, which will be what we shouldn't forget about during this time of lockdown and quarantine